Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving. W. Sight. The helicopter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver. Plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. No parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God!
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
And for you older listeners, you know exactly what that is. You've heard that before. the 1870s. I don't know. Back in the 70s. You remember WKRP in Cincinnati? Come on. Don't make me feel here old. So listen, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. I really thought that today we could have some fun. I guess some of you are offended already because I said I want to have some fun with Thanksgiving Day. And then in the first time, you have to go back and get it if you just joined the show. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. But don't bother calling in. You know why? Because today it's pre-recorded. You know why? Because I want to have turkey dinner with my family, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat. I'm going to get bloated. I'm going to probably pass out on the couch. I'll do a whole bunch of things, but talk amongst yourselves. I figure, anyway, you shouldn't be listening to me on Thanksgiving Day. So if you tune in and you decide, look, I can't listen to the whole show, we're gonna rebroadcast this on Friday too. So you know, it's just a replay of Thursday's show. But hopefully you learn something. I may bore the bejesus out of you in the first hour, but it's a little history. I'm struggling with this. It shouldn't be that hard. It's a little history, right, of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving in this country. And I think it's really irritating to me that all I ever hear about nowadays, right, we're all hearing it, so this is nothing new. At least I hope it's nothing new. You're not that dull, are you? But all we ever hear about is how bad we are, how nasty we were, right, how Columbus came and just massacred millions of Indians, you know, took the land from them. I'm thinking, last I checked, Columbus never even made it to America. That's number one. If you want to go to the days of the pilgrims, yeah, look at there has been, over the history of the planet, not just the U.S., I'm tired of hearing about how bad we are, but not just the history of the U.S., but the history of the planet. People have taken land from violence for years and years and years, right? Like I said, this is nothing new. Doesn't mean it's okay. Doesn't mean what went down was okay, but it's yesterday's news. There's very little we can do to fix all of that. And frankly, we did not take all the land from the Native Americans, the indigenous group, right? Go do your homework. Figure out your own. This is not a full-day history lesson. We're not going to do 3 hours on the history of the U.S. Not going to happen. But what I plan to do in the next hour, too, is we're going to go through some of the presidential speeches for Thanksgiving. Because I am, again, there was a very interesting theme in some of the speeches. And you'll see what it is when I play it. I pulled up four or five. When, you know, Washington and Abraham Lincoln and even Lyndon Johnson, right? I wanted you to hear what he had to say about Thanksgiving, about what we have to offer. Or what this country has to offer. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I hope some of you are with me here. I am so tired. We have done more good for the world as a country. What other country has done enough, has done as much for the world as we have? I mean, we are such moronies that we actually go bomb a country into submission that came over here and killed 3,000 plus of our people. While they were peacefully minding their own business on a Sunday morning, They totally wiped out, killed a bunch of our people, sunk a bunch of our ships. We went over there, wreak all kinds of damage on them. Well-deserved, I am sorry, some of you won't agree. And then what do? Because we're such mean, nasty, terrible people, we help them rebuild. Isn't it terrible? We're just nasty people, aren't we? I mean, seriously. So then we're going to have on the show, too, we're going to have some of your favorites, right? People that we have on a regular basis, you know, Kimberly Marin and David Bigo and a few others, to talk about their Thanksgiving traditions, if you would, what they're thankful for, what they've got going on, because I think that's important. Look, all you ever hear is people talking about politics, right? Can we put politics aside a little bit? Just a tad. And let's talk about the day. Let's really talk about what we need to be. I've already gone through this. I'm just going through this again. But I mean, seriously, let's talk about I want you during the course of the show, as you're salivating, waiting for some politics to come about. And it might. I mean, I can't control myself. You guys know that. But really today, you should be around family. And if you're listening to the encore version of this and you're sitting there on the couch and you're trying to get off the couch, don't worry about it. I mean, seriously, on Black Friday or whatever they're calling it, I'm sure somebody will figure that's a racial slur or something. But on Black Friday, hang out, right? There's plenty of leftovers. Look, what they say when they want to go shopping? See you later. Have fun. Right? Get yourself. You can heat all that back up again. I'm a bit of a freak. You know, and I'm of Italian descent, so I love lasagna. I love all that because that's the stuff that I had on Thanksgiving Day. Everybody celebrates the way they do. I'm sure everybody's got their own food. I had some Muslim friends tell me they, you know, when they came here, they really didn't get it, and then they started getting into turkey, and then they realized later on they could add their own foods. That's what we did as Italians. We added our own food, lasagna, and the whole nine yards. But when it comes to the turkey stuff, I love going to have a turkey meal somewhere at home too. And I got a little bun, and I want to put the turkey meat in there, and I want to put the everything. I don't care what it is, cranberries, stuffing, whatever you make, I'm going to shove it in a bun and eat it. I love the sandwich portion of it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I really do. If you're picking up bits and pieces of Thanksgiving Day, shame on you. Go back in and hang out with the family, seriously. Or if you have to work, I hope they brought you some food. I'm with you today, you know. If you got anything you want to send to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You'll be hearing about some of the traditions in a few minutes. But remember, there's a positive history here. We're not all bad. We're not all terrible and negative and nasty. I hate that. Anyway, hey, go grab some of the ink. I got a lot more to say. Well, you already know I got a lot more to say. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate the time you spent with me, the time you spent on the air, in the chat room. Now, I don't even know if we have a chat room on today. It's a pre-recorded show. I want to be with my family on Thanksgiving. I don't know why you're listening to this show today, other than the fact that you maybe want to be a little informed, which is good. I'm good with that. Really. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the show, on the air, in the chat room, and, you know, have a great day today. Really, enjoy your family. I'm just going to give you some information, share some happy stories with you about Thanksgiving. I remember Thanksgiving as being a day of gorging oneself. There you go, not gouging, gorging oneself. Just a bunch of pigs in my family. Again, like I said, we are celebrating Thanksgiving today. And if you didn't catch the first part of the show, you may want to go back and grab the podcast, because I did talk very much about the history of Thanksgiving and the truth behind Thanksgiving. But I've asked some of the guests that have been on the show here before to kind of share a Thanksgiving memory or talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and what it means to them. And I've asked David Bigo to be on the line with me. David's a frequent guest of the show and a good guy. I mean that sincerely. I'm not just doing that Hollywood thing. I believe David to be a good man and a man who cares about his employees and cares about this country. David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it on this, what I think is a special holiday in this country.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Just tell the listeners, you know, share some things with them about Thanksgiving and some memories you have and, you know, why the day is important. I think it's important no matter what's going on in your life, but share some memories from that day.
Well, you know, Joe, as a kid, I can always remember going over to my mom's house, her mom and dad's house, and all the family being over there and, you know, enjoying Thanksgiving dinner together and the camaraderie and being together as a family. And it was just a special time in that. And especially since on my dad's side of the family, his dad died early and there wasn't much of a family. So on my mom's side, it was a special, very close-knit group. And I can remember us all celebrating in that, and it was just a great time. And today we do the same thing with our family, with our kids and our grandkids and that, and we enjoy it. We look forward to it. We'll have all of them at our house this Thanksgiving Day. But it's a little bit of a bittersweet memory for me from the standpoint that my mom, who was a big guiding part of my life. If you'd have known my mom, Joe, she was about 5'1" and weighed about 100 pounds soaking wet. But she was a true competitor, and she was a very religious woman. She understood the values of this country and what it was all about. And unfortunately, in 1990, on Thanksgiving Day, she passed away of a massive stroke. And like I said, it's kind of made of a bittersweet memory for me. But every Thanksgiving, I get up in the morning, and I stop by the church, and then I go and buy flowers, and I go to my mom's grave, and I spend time talking to her, asking her to ask God to look on favor upon our family in this country, and that we miss her and we wish she could be here today to see her great grandkids and that. And then I go spend the rest of the day with my kids and my grandkids and in-laws. And so it's a great holiday to commemorate America and who we are and what we're all about. But as I say, it's kind of it's a bittersweet time because my mom was truly a special person.
Well, David, think about though. It is still a day of Thanksgiving. Of all the moms she could have had, you know, the wonderful memories you have of your mother, the things she did for you, the way she brought you up to be the man you are today. And I'm not trying to make light of what happened that day, but, you know, you and I both do stories and hear about mothers today that you just shake your head with. What a blessed man you are to have a woman like her in your life.
Oh, I am, and I know that my ability to stand up to the you know, the things that I've had to face, especially in the last several years, as we've talked about on your show, my ability to do that really comes from her. You know, my dad was a great guy, and he was a competitor, and he was a smart businessman. But my mom was the one. I mean, Joe, when she was a girl in grade school and high school, she played sandlot baseball with the guys during the summertime. The only girl to do that. And, you know, this was back in the... You think about that. Back in the 30s.
It took me a second to laugh. I'm envisioning this little woman, 100 pounds soaking wet, out.
And she was just so tenacious. And thank God I have that part of her personality that... And she was, on the other side, she was a very caring and good woman. She got along with everybody, and I inherited those traits from her. And those, along with my dad's acumen and business sense and the things that he does, made me who I am. And it's just, like I say, it's bittersweet because she's not here to enjoy our grandkids and her great grandkids today, but I know she's looking down from heaven smiling because she knows she passed on something that, you know, most people can. And I appreciate that, and I thank her for that.
That's a great story. And I want to thank you because of guests like you and other guests that I've had, you know, and it draws listeners to the show. Listeners aren't going to listen to a show that's pretty boring and dull and that kind of thing. And so, again, I mean this sincerely. Because of guys like you, because of some of the guests I've had on the show to help make the show interesting, so I want to thank you. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving Day, and keep up the good work in this country with your employees and with your businesses.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you do things like that. We as a company do things like that also during Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we do it for children's hospitals during the summertime and that. You know, if people caring about other people that make this country great, Joe, and I got to tell you just one short story real quick. I'm down in Florida on vacation. I happened to play golf with another couple, and this one gal was from Greece, and she's living over here now, and we were talking a little bit about it, living over there versus here, and she says, Dave, everybody wants to come to America. America is a great place. And I just thought that was so tremendous coming up on this Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Shows you what a great country we still are and what people perceive us to be. Dave, again, have a great and safe Thanksgiving Day with your family.
Well, thank you, Joe, and keep up the great work.
David Bigo. And we will be back here shortly. We're kind of throwing me off on this pre-recorded stuff, but hey, you're listening to Real Side. Happy Turkey Day. Turkey Day. We'll be right back.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The Indians were cool. They were like, all right, cool, white people. And then the Pilgrims were like, well, fuck you. And so they killed them. And they destroyed them, and they gave them syphilis and stuff, and I don't know. They just got, like, nasty with the sex and the raping and stuff like that. It's horrible.
Yeah. Actually, they will rape their woman. They were raping the Indians, and they will see it as like, oh, well, you know, this is our land and stuff like that. So it was just the meaning behind it. It's not something that we celebrate.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
You know? You help them, and then they exterminated all of them.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The Pilgrims gave the Indians smallpox in their blankets and killed them all off and took their land and their crops.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thanking them for their sacrifice. President Trump addressed U.S. troops stationed overseas via video link Thursday, delivering a nation's thanks for their service. He also addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying the first shipments of coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after. and it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also. So
Pfizer requested an emergency use authorization for its vaccine from the Food and Drug Administration last week. Moderna says they will ask for the same authorization by the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I am so glad we invited the Chippewas to join us for this holiday meal. Remember, these savages are our guests. We must not be surprised at any of their strange customs. After all, they have not had our advantages, such as fine schools, libraries full of books, shampoo. How? I am Pocahontas, a Chippewa maiden.
And I am Running Bear, betrothed to Pocahontas.
We have brought a special gift for this holiday feast. I am a turkey. Kill me. What a thoughtful gift. Why, you are as civilized as we, except we wear shoes and have last names. Welcome to our table, our new primitive friend. Thank you, Sarah Miller. You are the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your hair is the color of the sun. Your skin is like fresh milk. And everyone loves you. Stop! Sit! Wait. We cannot break bread with you. You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadside. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. This is my pre-Thanksgiving. Oh, actually, this is the Thanksgiving Day. I don't know. What do you want to call it? I can't call it a celebration after that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That clip reminded me of somebody I've got on right now. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does usually every Monday to kind of kick off the week. But Kimberly, when I heard her and I heard her defiance and her different viewpoint, they said, you know, that's Kim. That's Kimberly right there. How you doing?
I was trying not to laugh. I had to put my hand over my mouth. I have been through reservations, and it's horrifying. And I have bought the bracelets. I wear a Navajo made bracelet every single day from the roadside.
Yeah, you know, you drive up and down the East Coast, and you drive away. Actually, even New Hampshire and Maine, you got stuff going on up there as well. I always got a kick out of it. But I think that whole movie is quite funny. Anyway,
I haven't seen that movie.
You have to. You would enjoy that. Maybe you could stick, we'll talk about that. Maybe you could do the same thing with that movie you do on Christmas Day you were telling me about, but we'll talk about that afterward. Hey, so I kind of got the regular weekly guest coming on and telling me a little bit about their Thanksgiving and how they celebrate. And I guess, I don't know, after talking to you about yours, I don't know if it's so much a celebration as it is a kind of a, what do? You kind of hang back in the bunker and make sure nothing bad happens.
We did that for a couple of years after my husband was really sick. But, no, we're going out to dinner with my in-laws this year. So we are getting together with family.
Right.
We're just going out to dinner. And And then I used
that's,
to have...
Wait. That's so New England, right? To go out to dinner.
No, I never... I was kind of horrified at the thought at first. Because I used to make it. I mean, growing up, we always said it was at one aunt's house or our house. You know, we switch off Christmas.
Sure.
You know,
yep.
All those holidays. But I was horrified at the thought of going out for a dinner, a Thanksgiving dinner, until I did it one time. And it was actually pretty cool, except not having leftovers.
That's true. That's true. But, I mean, I know, somebody else cleans up. You don't have to put up with a mess. I get all that stuff. But, I mean, man, it's just so different because you don't really get to see the family. Like you know, it's not like you can eat until you're gorged, and then you go lay down on the couch for, what, you know, 20 minutes, a half an hour. You do a little snoring, right? You get up, you have a cup of coffee, and you go gorge yourself again. You can't do that at a restaurant. They get really mad when you kind of lay around with your, you know, just with your belly hanging out.
Yeah.
I'll be good about it. You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know, it's true. You know what I do now?
Uh-oh.
On Thanksgiving, actually, I'll probably start sooner. Shh, don't tell my husband. I'm going to put up one of my Christmas trees.
Oh, no, don't do that. You saw the Instagram I put out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I went to the store and I was horrified. Because
on one aisle,
they had all that Halloween stuff. And then on the other aisle, they had all the Christmas stuff, right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, really? Is this really what we haven't even got past Thanksgiving yet? What did we just jump over Thanksgiving? Go right. I guess you don't buy as much for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Most likely not. I mean, what are you really buying for Thanksgiving besides food, right?
Yeah, and lots of it.
In reality.
I don't know. Whatever. So, but give me your, I'm almost afraid to ask this question, but give me your most fond recollection of Thanksgiving. Do you have one?
My most fond recollection.
Is that word too old to use? Your most happy recollection of Thanksgiving. Do you have one?
You know, when I was trying to think.
God, I'm a dead
man. I told
man.
You when I was eight, I ate dark meat and ended up with appendicitis and in the hospital for a month because the doctor screwed up. So that's like my most glaring recollection of Thanksgiving.
Do you not know what the word fond means? What happened with that, right?
Okay, so fond. So you know what? I do remember when we were kids, you know, all the adults would be together and we would, like I said, we'd either be at my family's house or my aunt's house. So all the kids would be hanging out. And all the adults would be hanging out, and we actually had a lot of fun. The adults would be drinking, of course, playing cards, saying bad words on occasion. And then, you know, we kids would be doing whatever. I remember one year they put us in a separate room with food to eat. That wasn't a good move.
No, a separate room? No, you don't.
Yeah, because we definitely had a food fight.
I can't imagine, right?
So, yeah, so... But you know that I used to love that, you know, because you always knew you were gonna get together with your cousins and your relatives and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we on the East Coast, if we were lucky, we had snow and cold weather. I mean, I thought it was cool. You get to go out and play, and nobody, the adults wouldn't come out because it was too cold, but you could go outside and play and do all kinds of crazy stuff. So,
they didn't care what you did as long as you didn't kill each other. That was all good.
That's true. As long as you, and you didn't come in every 2 minutes and bother them. That was, but you know,
yeah.
I always get a kick out of I know your favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story, and there's that one scene, I guess, is it with Ralphie when they put the snowsuit on him and he can't move? I mean, you basically can't move once it's on.
No, that was his little brother.
Okay.
His little brother.
Shows you how often I see that movie. You probably know every word to it, but that's a true scene for real. I mean, I remember our parents putting all that stuff on us and you can't play. It's crazy. Couldn't move.
And then you end up taking half it off because you're sweltering because you're running around playing.
That's right. That's true. I remember you had my, now nobody really wants to hear this, but you know, you had long johns on and then you had, you know, long pants on. Then you had a shirt on. That shirt was tucked into the pants. And then you usually had something else like over your body. And then you had that big, I don't know, space suit. There wasn't a good name for it because it wasn't flexible at all. It was way too warm. You know, like you said, you just kept pulling the zipper down. And remember the big snow boots, the ones that had the clips on the front of them?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Those clips. Oh, that's a flashback.
There you go. See, I remember. And if you were Italian, you didn't have those kind of boots. Sometimes you had your feet in Wonder Bag sleeves, you know, the Wonder Bread bag sleeves. And,
okay, yeah, we didn't have that.
No, you had money. We had no money.
That was,
That was our equivalent to totes. You know, you put your feet in that, and it made it worse because your feet had no way to. There was no air moving across them, so it was really bad.
How are you even moving?
Wow. Well, there's my white privilege for you.
Yeah, your white Wonder Bread privilege.
I know. But it's funny how people, you know, if you watch the Hallmark Channel, and I don't want to give them any kudos here, but you watch the Hallmark Channel, all the New England, everybody from New England, right, they had the turkey and the family and everything, and you have beautiful sweaters on, right, you have big fireplaces in the house. I'm going, wow. I didn't even know anybody who owned a house like that.
My neighborhood, we were all, you know, middle class, whatever.
Yeah.
We lived in the suburbs, so we didn't, you know, whatever. Yeah. But we did have a fireplace. My father put one in as soon as we moved in. So we did have a big fireplace, and I loved my fireplace. I still, to this day, love fireplaces, even though burnt logs make me sick.
You know, I know you know the area. I grew up in the North End, and I still could never figure out how Santa was going to get down a chimney that didn't exist, or the cardboard chimney that somebody would put up. It just
totally. Oh my God, the cardboard chimney! Oh, you just reminded me. I have to buy one. They still make them somewhere, I think.
God, you
remember those?
Yes.
It was a fake cardboard. Fireplace.
Oh, God. Anyway, you know, it's funny. Everybody has. We're almost over here, but I had a guest on one year, and I didn't ask him on the front end like I did you, you know, what's going on, and what was your fondest memory of Thanksgiving? And he said, well, Joe, we really don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's my mother died on Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking, okay, this is either a joke or this is bad. That's what's bad for me to do this. Anyhow, hey. Have a great Thanksgiving, and don't eat too much, and don't eat, I guess you eat dark meat now, right?
No.
You still don't?
No.
Wow.
No.
I think you're a freak, but that's okay, you already know that.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you too. I'm Joe Machino, host, don't go for a lot more Turkey Day when we come back.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
No. Wait, yeah. No.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
It's a lie. It's supposed to be, I guess, when the Pilgrims and the Indians had dinner together and exchanged food and gave thanks, but it didn't really happen like that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, my name is...
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Except for the turkey, obviously, but makes me happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But nobody will answer it. I mean, I give it out because I'm used to it, but nobody's going to answer it because I'm not here. I'm hanging out at the house in the magic of radio. I'm able to make it happen while I sit there and stuff my face with turkey and lasagna, because we do lasagna at my house as well. And then I get to sit in a turkey coma for 2 days, and I'm good with that. I don't know about the rest of you, but anyhow, I always enjoy having this guy on. You know, you gotta, even if you listen to the podcast later, we both talk so fast it won't help. You'd have to slow it down, and since it's not tape, you can't do that. Julio Rivera, the conservarican, joins me as he does from time to time on the show, and I always enjoy his time with me. And Julio, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, Joe. You know. Always a pleasure, especially on this wonderful holiday.
Yeah, you know what? It is one of the few holidays I tell people, whether you're religious or not, it is a day to stop you to think back and think about all the wonderful blessings that you have, the things that are positive in your life, the things that that you couldn't get really in any other country but this one. And your family has Puerto Rican roots, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we love turkey. We love our pork shoulder, or as we call it, pernil. That's like our meat of choice this holiday season.
Yeah, is there anything, like, you know, my parents and grandparents and what have, they were all from Italy, so they came here. And, yeah, we had turkey, and we had some of the traditional things. But we also had, you know, lasagna and manicotti and antipasta. Right? You're salivating now.
Yeah.
Right? And you're thinking of it.
Exactly.
But they were traditions. But my family was thankful to be here in America, and that's what the big part of Thanksgiving was for them, was reflecting on the abilities that they had when they came here. I mean, your family, again, from Puerto Rico, you know, give me some ideas of where your family was coming from, how they viewed Thanksgiving.
Well, listen, this was the land of opportunity, and my parents, you know, generation, really, embodied that. You know, they came here with very minimal education. Now, I'm not talking about my grandparents here. I'm talking about my direct parents that raised me, you know, because I was born here, but they were in Puerto Rico. They obviously didn't have the same level of opportunities with things like education. They didn't even have, you know, they're not even a high school education, to be completely honest with you. They came here. They initially picked fruit in the west side of New Jersey, not too far from where I actually live now. But through hard work, you know, I remember my father and my mother both at times working, you know, 60-hour weeks, drawing as much of that good overtime as they possibly could. You know, and they got to the point where, you know, at their peak, they owned, you know, two houses. They had, you know, a couple of cars, and we lived okay. You know, we obviously lived in the inner city, and it was a little bit tougher than living in the suburbs and whatnot, but they worked hard, and, you know, they accomplished a lot for themselves, given the fact that they didn't come here with, you know, like PhDs and all types of education. That's the America that I think is lost today, because we've lost so much industry. Back in those days, you could just come here and work hard with elbow grease, and there was so much more in terms of manufacturing and those types of opportunities. And, you know, hopefully Donald Trump, and I think we are kind of on our way to getting some of that back, wouldn't you say, Joe?
Oh, I do. I do. I think we're headed back in that direction. And you know, we're seeing jobs start to open up. And look, this country has always been, you know, you talk about your parents, your grandparents, my grandparents. This is still the country of opportunity. And if you work, I still believe, I don't care what color you are, where you came from, whether you speak broken English or what have you, you still have an opportunity to make it and make it in this country, don't you?
Yeah, most certainly you do. And that's the one thing that, you know, these kids that are like ashamed of being American, they have this negative outlook on all things American. You know what? Let me see them go to North Korea, where, you know, a kid got pretty much just beat brain dead for taking a political poster and sent back to, you know, America, a mess, unfortunately. You know, like, well, you don't have the ability to even speak out against your government in these countries. You know, they have no idea how lucky they actually are to be here. I always say this to anybody who will listen, Joe. We won the lottery of life being born in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, we should all be thankful, you know, today for the fact that we're here.
Yeah, think of the dumb things you did as a kid that most people chalked off you just being a little jerky teenager or a little goofy kid, where in other countries, you wouldn't be on the show with me today because you'd either be in jail or dead. There's no tolerance for it. Those three wonderful young men that came back from China who have absolutely...
Oh yeah, they're from right there in your neck of the woods, aren't they?
Shut up. Yes, they are. But, I mean, can't even, as much as they hate Trump, they can't even give him credit for getting them out, what, in a couple of days? I mean,
yeah. Oh, my
hate
God.
Runs that.
You know, I don't even think Johnny Cochran could have gotten somebody, if he was alive, out of jail that fast. I mean, that was spectacular that Trump was able to pull that off. And, you know, and come on, like, let's be honest, if they were from that country, if they say they were just typical, you know, your run-of-the-mill, you know, Chinese citizen that was there, or God forbid, you know, in a Middle Eastern country, they'd probably have, like, a car driven over their hands or something crazy like that. You know, not something like, you know, where you get due process. It's not innocent until proven guilty. These people don't understand what they're walking into when they go into other countries. They think that they have it so bad in America. And it's always, you know, they use their little Twitter fingers and all their social media outlets to complain. But, you know, they don't realize in all those other countries, they don't even have freedom of speech.
No. And they would have, I mean, Thanksgiving feasts. My God, there's no feast there for them. They barely get, you know, food every night of the week. You heard what was I think you saw that thing, and we verified it to be true, that that fellow that was came here from North Korea, he defected, and they were giving him a physical and checking on him and finding out his body was riddled with parasites because of the way they eat the food, the only food they have access to in other countries. And yet we sit around and we gorge ourselves on turkey. We gorge ourselves on food. And again, I'm not beating anybody up for this. You know, God bless you. If you've got the money and you've got the resources, then have it and thank God for it. It's great and it's wonderful. But man, these kids that want socialism, head down to Venezuela. Tell me what you'll be eating.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And how long will you be online to get it? And when you wait on that line the entire time, you know, you better pray to God that when it gets to your turn and you're at the front of the line, they have something left for you. Because a lot of those stores have shelves that are not stocked. They're waiting for supplies. I've seen some hardcore videos of, you know, basically the citizenry complaining and the store people, whoever's running the supplies for the government are basically telling them, listen, we don't have anything. And the people that are, you know, kind of a little animated in their complaints are arrested. And it's just a horrible state of affairs everywhere in the world for the most part, except for the United States. Obviously not the entire world, but there's 180 countries. The majority of them would kill to be in our shoes.
They'd kill to have a tenth of what we have. You know, that's the sad part about it. Yeah, right. I mean, you're going to run out of something on Thanksgiving Day or the day before or even the day after. You know what you're going to do? You're going to hop in your car and you're going to go down to a local supermarket and you're going to have to go through all those shelves that are so stocked with so much food because we believe in capitalism and not socialism. You know, and they've got it so bad. I think the problem is, and we could talk about this later, but parents have given these kids so much without any work to be done for it. They just handed it to them. That's how they figure the rest of the world should be. You've done these kids no favors. Absolutely none. You know, I'm thankful. Every year at Thanksgiving, one of my thoughts is how my family came here from Italy. My family had the opportunity to come here from another country. I mean, a true, you want to talk about fascism? A true fascist country, right?
Oh, wow.
They got to come here, and they got to live out their lives, and they all got fairly successful. You know, my dad's side of the family, there's a lot of attorneys on. They could have never done that in Italy. They could have never pursued their love in Italy or other places. We've forgotten that. We really have. At least I think so.
Yeah, you know, it's like one thing that they, you know, we grew up, or many people grew up with here, not me because my parents didn't allow for it, but many kids that are in this country right now living very comfortably have, that their ancestors when they first came here didn't have. And remember, I'm basically, you know, what, first generation born here,
yep.
And my parents were born in the old place, you know, they have a sense of entitlement that, you know, their ancestors didn't have. Their ancestors realized that nothing was free, that everything had to be earned, and that with hard work, hopefully, all they wanted was the opportunity to work hard.
That's right.
And maybe earn something for themselves. And these kids nowadays just want it all handed to them.
Oh,
they can't fathom the thought of hard work.
Yeah, your relatives, they just wanted the opportunity to work. They wanted the opportunity to have a job. What a change. Okay, hey, listen, we only have like a couple seconds left. Give you a little Thanksgiving Day message to people.
Listen, no matter what situation you're in right now, no matter how bleak or how hard things are, if you can hear this and if you're in the United States of America, we're still a free country, and you always have the opportunity to make that change, and life will always get better if your mentality gets better.
Yes, that's true, too. You can't go in with a defeatist attitude. Hey, Julio, have a great Thanksgiving. I know this is a little different one for you, but man, just think about all the blessings you've had over the years. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And please, eat as much turkey as humanly possible. Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes.
President Roosevelt passed away this morning due to natural causes at a very old age. Do you have any condolences to give to his family?
He was a good man, and sorry about his passing.
President Roosevelt died this morning. Do you have anything to say to his widow, Eleanor?
Oh, wow. Truly sorry for your loss.
Did you follow his account on Twitter, his little jokes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's a funny guy.
What were your favorite Roosevelt jokes? When he would make fun of Obama a little bit for the ears? Or
I like the Obama ear jokes.
vary by state.